This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Welcome back to the podcast. So, I want to bring in what I think is going to be a really important piece today as you look at this year ahead of you and you're really tapping into the, if I could have, be, and do anything I desire, what do I want? Energy. So in the last episode, I shared that I have just opened up a way to work one-on-one together that is a no-brainer way to have me as a right-hand woman on your team for this year ahead. So if you haven't listened to that episode, it's a really quick 15-minute episode right before this one that shares with you something that I've just opened to start to work with you guys, actually, individually, one-on-one, in everything that it is that you're doing and being and building and creating in this year ahead. I started these calls this last week, and they have been phenomenal. It is so much fun. I love doing the one-on-one so deeply, and I'm so happy to be back doing this after a few years. So listen to that episode for all information on if you want to get in on that. But one of the thread and the common things that have been coming through in all the conversations I've been having this week with people is something that I want to land here for the podcast, because if it's serving all of these separate conversations, I have a feeling it's going to serve you as well, because that's just kind of how it works. We think we're alone in our things, and then everything everyone else is going for, there's always common threads in everything, and hearing it through different perspectives always helps it so much. It's the power of community as well. So here's what I want to kind of land in the midst of all of this: the power of compounding your energy. So if you're new to this term, what this kind of is tapping into is, instead of trying to embody or adopt or step into something by going all in and then realizing yet again that that doesn't work for you and that you can't hold it and that it's too much and that it's just not quite right and that it doesn't feel sustainable. Instead, it's actually tapping into this compound effect, which basically says that if you are continually and repetitively moving in a motion or in a direction that you seek with every passing day, week, month, year, your best keeps getting better, and the amount that you can hold sustainably continues to grow, okay? So one becomes two becomes four becomes 16, and so on. We're trying to go from 1 to 100 instantly in so many of the things that we're embarking on. Okay, so I wanna have a healthy relationship. Okay, so I wanna have the business. Okay, so I wanna do the thing. Okay, so I want to be this. I want to lose the 50 pounds, whatever it is. Whatever it is that's in front of you, we say, okay, I'm at point A. I want to get to point B. How do I do that instantly? How do I become the person who can do that instantly? It's too much to hold because you are not yet the person at point B. It's not who you are yet. It's not that you can't have it. It's just that you don't know how to hold it. So we try these things on, and inevitably, within a matter of days or weeks, we're back to where we're at point A, because that's who we know how to be. So the compound effect says, how can you stand firmly and boldly in point A, and every day with intentionality, really with discipline as means of devotion, show up and do your best, so that your best can continue to get better and what you can hold continues to expand. So that every day your energy from point A starts to be able to hold more and more and more and more. And then eventually it's holding point B. And now you've become the version of yourself at point B not because you tried to try her on overnight, but you've done it in a way she is you, you are her, and you can hold it sustainably. And then you continue to expand, you continue to expand, and all of a sudden now you're holding point C and point D and point E. And before you know it, you are light years ahead, but in continuing to evolve and expand, but in a way that is grounded, is sustainable, is in it for the long run. So if we know that to be true, compounding energy is the most reliable way to get where you desire to go that you can possibly take. And it doesn't sound sexy, right? It's not like a magic quick fix. Here you go. The other ways are a lot more enticing. They're a lot more activating. Like, here we go. This month, you're going to do the thing. You're going to become the thing. It's like, yeah, it's fun. It gets the energy going. It's an activation. But things like that rely on motivation to see it through. And you have motivation at the beginning of those, but motivation is not what actually makes it happen. It's endurance. And compounding your energy taps into endurance. Your ability to not just rely on the energy of motivation to be present, but to actually tap into the version of yourself who's going to show up over and over and over again, whether you feel like it or not, so that your best can continue to get better and you can continue to hold more and more and more. This is how you start to tap into growth at rapid speed. So if we are familiar then with compounding energy and the power of it, how does this then relate to the big things that you're trying to accomplish? So wherever you're at right now, if you think of your biggest big picture goal for the year, I want to kind of reverse engineer it and show you how compounding your energy is really one of the most crucial superpowers that you can tap into. The way to purely, this is, I think, where a lot of people get mixed up as well, because they try to approach compounding energy with the mindset that what we're in with the motivational tactics. The motivational tactics rely heavily on being able to predict where and how and when things are going to happen. And that's why you have the motivation, because you're like, okay, if I can lose 20 pounds in 30 days, then let's freaking go. I'm down. But if all of a sudden we say, I want to lose 20 pounds and I don't know when it's going to happen, you can instantly feel motivation is not really there. It's like, well, if I don't know when it's going to happen, then I don't really, like, whatever. It'll happen when it happens, and today I don't feel like it. You see the difference? So the difference is we've got to approach it with a different mindset. We can't know the specifics. We got to stop asking who, what, where, when, how. Because it's not the logical things that we're tapping into when we're tapping into compounding energy. When you're tapping into compounding energy, that's when you're playing with surrender. That's when you're playing with the quantum field. That's when you're playing with, if I could have, be, and do anything I desire, but I don't need to know what it's going to look like, how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. I just know it's going to be what I desire or something better. Then you're tapping in and playing with the unknown through a lens that is a completely different energy. Do you feel that in your body? So when you look at your goal for this year ahead and you say, okay, this or something better is going to happen, the first step to playing with compounding energy in a way that is actually going to get you in the right zone to be a match for magic and miracles when working with this is, number one, full peace with exactly where you're at right now. It's so easy to create conscious or unconscious self-limiting stories or beliefs about our current situation that keep us small or keep us moving slow or keep us with slight self-sabotaging behaviors by just holding these stories that says, well, I have this, this, and this going on in my life, which limits me from other people who don't have that. And so my route to success isn't as feasible as theirs. You've got to throw that out the window, like immediately. The first step in truly working with compounding energy is landing that right here, right now, exactly as things are, even if I can't understand it now, is the perfect breeding ground for exactly what I desire to bring to life. You've got to really get behind that. Everything has happened divinely for me to get to this exact situation, and it is exactly from this situation that has been set up and orchestrated perfectly for me to get to exactly where I want to go next. That's the first step. The second step then is, if I know that to be true, how can I be present enough to understand how to stay as present as freaking possible in pursuit of every step of action that I take? What I mean by this is, we are 99% of the time either living life in accordance to the past or in accordance to our expectations of what we desire for the future. And we are typically looking outside of ourselves at people who appear to be having, being, doing the things that we think we want, and analyzing how they're doing it, what's working for them, and thinking that our story or strategy needs to look like that. If you truly want to tap into compounding energy in the way that is going to bring magic and miracles this year and make your results come true and even so much bigger, step two is cutting ties with all of that. Because in the present moment, and what I mean by that is when you can bring yourself to a place to fully surrender into the unknown and disattach from every single story you've told yourself of how you think it's going to happen, you let it go. In the surrender of that, you come into a place of stillness. And underneath that is where you can access the question of what actually feels good and in alignment from exactly where I'm at right now. If I know everything is here, this is perfect breeding ground. What actually feels like a good aligned step that is sustainable, that I can get behind, no questions asked? And you're going to want to make this as simple as possible. Once you know that, we move to step three. And step three is creating a relationship with that, where discipline is a means of devotion. And you are going to commit to this thing with everything you've got. And from there, you're going to repeat steps two and three over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, really, steps one, two, and three over and over and over and over again. But if we've gotten clear on step one that everything is perfect as it is right now, that's just anchored. And you know that to be true every time. And then what happens is this flip-flopping thing of, okay, if I'm fully present in this moment, what feels good? All right, I've got my step. This feels good. I'm sticking with it no matter what. Once that gets embedded, then you're going to come back to step two where you're in this place of like, okay, from here, now that I've anchored that in, I have capacity to hold more. All right, let's bring in something else. And then you move to step three again, discipline and commitment no matter what. Once that's anchored in, you come back to step two. Another thing feels like a green light. Bring that in. And then you move to step three, discipline and commitment no matter what. In this way, you are fully empowered and fully in control because you know exactly what you need to do today and you're showing up for it 100% in a way that feels good, in a way that's aligned. Not that it's never going to get uncomfortable, right? Like we've been talking about that in the last few episodes. It's going to nurture the edge of the comfort zone, okay? So it's going to be like an oh my gosh feeling sometimes. Not enough to shock the nervous system, like that sweet edge. But once you tap into that, your best keeps getting better and what you can hold continues to expand. And you're in control because today you know exactly what you need to do. And you're going to be holding that and in that until you start to get to that point where you're like, okay, this is feeling easy. I'm ready for more. And then you're going to bring in another piece. Picture it like juggling balls, okay? You start with one. You're like, okay, I don't know how to juggle. All I know how to do is hold this one ball and I'm just going to throw it up in the air and catch it. Great. Do that over and over and over again. You're like, okay, now I'm a little bored. I'm ready for more. You bring in the second ball. You're like, okay, let's try this, right? You're figuring out your flow. You're figuring out your flow. Okay, I've got this down. This feels good. Okay, now I'm getting a little bored. I'm ready for more. You bring in the third ball. Here we go. Here we go. And you keep adding balls over and over and over and over again. In this way, you are spending 99.9% of your energy in the showing up today with what you've got, doing your best, compounding your energy, and letting it bring you into that place of magic and miracles because it's who you are, it's what you're being, and you're doing it in a sustainable way. Versus what most of us do, which is spending 99.9% of our energy in a space of sitting in A, trying to figure out how to become the person in B, and everything we're doing isn't working. And we're saying, I need to have control. It needs to look like this. And so how do I make it look like this? Because those people, they're doing it that way. So I probably need to do it that way. So how do I make it work? And we're trying things on overnight and we can't hold it and it's not working. And we're creating these stories that it's us, our worthiness. And it's just spinning us in circles. So we've got to let go of the how. We've got to let it go of the need to know. We've got to let go of the control. We've got to sink into the surrender where the magic happens, where we can tap into the flow. Because what happens when you start compounding your energy from this three-step process is that it comes to a point where the universe takes the wind of your sails, okay? What you've been doing is you've been in a little kayak in the middle of the ocean trying to use your oars to steer yourself where you want to go. But it's really hard in the middle of the ocean. There's storms and there's big waves and there's currents and it's just like virtually impossible. What you need to do is be on a sailboat, get it going with a healthy boat in the right direction, and the sails are up. And when you start playing with compounding energy in this very pure way, the universe catches the wind of the sails and pushes the boat along at a much faster speed, getting to where you want to go. And when we do this, like another reason I think we don't do this is because we're playing with like, there is, like you are actually in it, not only for the long haul, but you're actually going to turn into the person who has, is, and is doing all of the things that you desire. And then so much more is going to open up. So one of the reasons that we don't often play with this is A, it feels less unsexy than the high activating lose 20 pounds in 30 days. You know, that's like a woohoo. Like it feels less sexy in the immediate receiving of this idea to be like, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds, but I'm going to do it through endurance, through compounding my energy, through every day, week, month, showing up for the things that I'm ready to juggle. But then what's going to happen is you're going to lose those 20 pounds and you're going to continue. You're going to start toning in a way that you never thought. You're going to start looking and feeling more sexy than you could have ever imagined. You're going to look the best you've ever felt in your life. Like all that time you spent thinking about back in the day when you were that, you're going to be better than her. And with that, what are you going to be able to do? Are you going to start running marathons? Are you going to start taking up extreme adventure? Are you going to start doing modeling? Are you going to start like, what's it going to open for you? That's what you don't know. But that's what you tap into when you're playing with the compounding energy. So we slow ourselves down, A, because at first it seems less sexy or less activating, but really the truth is that it's way more, because it's actually going to finally put you on the train to get to where you want to go. But then B, what is going to happen? What is going to happen? Are you going to actually become all the things you've always dreamed about and more? Magic and miracles, anything could happen when you actually become her. That thought can be overwhelming. It can be terrifying. Trust yourself that you will know what to do when the time comes. Because once you're good at juggling all the balls, you're a juggler. You know how to do it. And like anything, you're always going to be ready for the next. So as you sit here at the beginning of this year, I want you to ask yourself what it would look like to play differently. What it would look like to be the woman who can surrender into the unknown, who truly can tap into compounding energy in a pure way for the first time, who knows exactly where she's at, is exactly the perfect place to start, who is willing to surrender into the unknown with full presence, finding her own aligned strategy from exactly where she's at, and show up for it with full discipline as devotion as she compounds it and brings not only point B, but all the rest that are waiting for her. This is purpose. This is living with purpose. This is living awake, aligned, and activated. This is the point of the whole thing. You are ready. It is your time. It is your year. And I'm so excited for you. I'm sending you so much love, and I'll see you next week.